This is Teresa Conti, life coach and energy healing practitioner, talking to you from Trieste, Italy. Today, I'd like to talk with you about practicing togetherness. I've been listening to several talks, interviews, and podcasts by Dr. Vivek Murthy, the 19th U.S. Surgeon General who served in the Obama administration and who was appointed to be part of President Biden's COVID task force. Dr. Murthy talks about the healing power of love and how, in that space, we are all healers, something I know and truly believe in. I'd like to share a few highlights from his talk together, the same title as Dr. Murthy's most recent book. First, I'd like to share a quote from Brené Brown. "We are hardwired for connection. It's what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. The absence of love, belonging, and connection always leads to suffering." In his interview entitled Together, Dr. Murthy talks about the benefits of social connection as an extraordinary and powerful force for improving our health, enhancing our performance in the workplace and at school. He goes on to say that connection, or togetherness, can even help to heal some of the rifts that have developed in societies around the world, as it has become harder to dialogue with one another, which has made us more prone to polarization. Lack of authentic connection leads to loneliness, which impacts our health and has been shown to increase the risk for heart disease, dementia, depression, anxiety, and premature death, and raises the likelihood that our sleep is fragmented and less restful. But Dr. Murthy goes on to say that there is a brighter side to the story, as COVID is showing us the importance of relationship and togetherness. Research on happiness has shown that when we give, we also receive, as our own level of happiness increases. So, how can we use our gifts and talents in service to others and be a source of healing? Here are a few suggestions from Dr. Murthy, together with a few thoughts of my own. 1. Put people back in the center of our lives. Make them a priority. Get to know someone by asking about their experiences, sharing a vulnerable moment with them, and hearing theirs. When we share openly and honestly, like a safety net, we create a space for others to do the same. This is what establishes a sense of togetherness and can lead to deeper levels of connection and intimacy. 2. Find common ground. Years ago, I participated in a citizen diplomacy project in Central Vietnam. The project brought 40 people from the U.S., Canada, and Croatia together with 40 Vietnamese. The project entailed creating a peace park in the old DMZ, where children and adults were still getting injured and killed by landmines 25 years after the war ended. I recall thinking that we are less likely to hurt each other when we understand and get to know one another. Finding common ground can be as simple as shopping at the same grocery store, talking to someone who takes the same bus, or participating in the same spiritual community. 3, share our stories. Stories are how we learn and communicate and how we relate to each other through our shared experiences. The more open and honest our stories are, the more powerful are the connections we forge. 4, community projects. Join together with people in your community to create beneficial projects. For instance, communities such as those in the Pacific Northwest have installed kiosks located throughout the city where community members can freely borrow and leave books. Perhaps there are resources or other types of projects that you can develop and that serve to partner with people in your community. So, how can you make a difference, and how can your healing presence be felt and used in your community? Dr. Murthy advises that creating a connected life begins with the decisions that we make day to day. Do we choose to make time for people? Do we show up as our true selves? Do we seek each other out with kindness? These are the questions I hope we will be able to take into our lives and to consider, not just during COVID-19, but long after it's over. My hope is that we will come out of this pandemic with not just a great appreciation for each other, but with a greater commitment of living a people-centered life. That last quote was Dr. Murthy's. If you found this week's podcast helpful, I'd love to hear your comments. You can find me on Facebook at Reconnecting to You. That is Reconnecting, the number 2, Y-O-U, or via email at Teresa@reconnectingtoyou.com. Until next time, I'm wishing you a happy, healthy day. Bye-bye.